The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. Islam is the way of life.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajeem. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wa salatu wa salamu alayki ya Rasulullah. وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله صلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear viewers of Wandi Channel, welcome to another Sislah. And we've got a very unique topic for you today, inshallah. What is our topic today? Our topic today is true success. What is true success, inshallah, azawajal? We will listen to from our Muballighin. Alhamdulillah, we have Waseem Bhai with us. We have our Bapu Sharif with us, alhamdulillah. We also have Hafiz Adil with us as well, inshallah. So we're going to be talking about true success, inshallah. Before we talk about true success, let's first listen to a fazila of benefit of reciting salutation, peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, whoever likes this, that Allah Azza wa Jal is pleased with him when he is presented in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, should recite salat upon me in abundance. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So my dear viewers of Mandi Channel, true success is, one of the two reasons of being true successful is that when Allah is pleased with him. And how can you get the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you recite salutation, peace and blessings upon the best of mankind, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, inshallah, in abundance, inshallah, you will able to gain the true success, inshallah, the true pleasure of Allah azza wa jal, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being pleased with you, inshallah. Let's start by listening to the recitation of the Holy Quran and the praise of his beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد
مصطفى أر كيان أنجتن ہے با کمال مصطفى أر كيان أنجتن ہے با کمال
مجھ پہ کتنا نیازی کرم ہو گیا دنیا کہنے لگی پنجتن کا گدا اس گھرانے کا جب سے میں نوکر ہوا سب سے اچھی میری نوکری ہو گئی
میں تو پنجتن کا غلام ہوں میں تو پنجتن کا
میں غلام ابن غلام ہوں میں فقیر خیر الانام ہوں
میں تو پنجتن کا غلام
مجھے عشق ہے تو رسول سے یہ کرم ہے سارا بطول کا میرے منہ سے آئے مہک صدا جو میں نام لوں تیرا جھوم کے
میں تو پنجتن کا غلام پنج تن ہے با کمال میں تو پنج تن کا غلام سے ہے مجھے عشق سارے چمن سے ہے مجھے عشق ان کے وطن سے ہے مجھے عشق ان کی گلی سے ہے مجھے عشق ہے تو علی سے ہے مجھے عشق ہے تو حسن سے ہے مجھے عشق ہے تو حسین سے مجھے عشق شاہ زمن سے ہے میں تو پنج تن کا غلام میں تو پنج تن کا غلام مصطفیٰ پر ہم کیا پنج تن ہے با کمال میں تو پنج تن کا غلام
کیسے تن سے وہ سر جدا جہاں عشق ہے وہیں کربلا میری بات انہی کی بات ہے میرے سامنے وہی ذات ہے وہی جن کو شیر خدا کہیں جنہیں باب صلی علی کہیں وہی جن کو ذات علی کہیں وہی پوختہ ہے میں تو خام ہوں
میں تو پنج تن کا غلام ہوں میں تو پنج تن کا غلام ہوں مصطفیٰ پر ہم کیا پنج تن ہے با کمال میں تو پنج تن کا غلام
میری حیثیت ہی بھلا ہے کیا وہ ہے بادشاہوں کے بادشاہ میں ہوں ان کے در کا بس ایک گدا میرا پنج تن سے ہے واسطہ میرا نسبتوں کا ہے سلسلہ میں فقیر خیر الانام ہوں
میں تو پنج تن کا غلام ہوں میں تو پنج تن کا غلام ہوں
کیا بات رضا اس چمنستان کرم کی زہرا ہے کلی جس میں حسین اور
حسن پھول حسن
My dear viewers of Mandi Channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. Today we will be talking about true success, inshallah. So what is true success, inshallah? And how to gain this true success, inshallah Azza wa Jal. And we'll start, inshallah, with Waseem bhai. Waseem bhai, true success. A lot of the times, people are thinking true success is what? When we've got a nice house, we've got a car, we've got, you know, we've got everything of the world. This is, it seems to be that this is what true success is. What is actually true success?
First of all, Adhan, by true success, if you look at it, true success is following the commandments, obeying the commandments of Allah and staying away from those actions which Allah has forbidden us to do. And it's very, very important that we live our life like this. Like you've just mentioned, that every single person, if you look 100 years ago, 200 years ago, 300 years ago, everyone has got their own way of thinking of what true success is and some of the things that you've just mentioned. But the commandments of Allah, 1400 years ago, we have been told what true success is. That you live your life according to the Sharia. And the main thing as well, which I would like to mention here, is passing away with Iman. Wow. A person could live his life, because there's a narration of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, four categories of people. First of all, are those fortunate people, and many of us, maybe those that are watching, we were born as Muslims. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the first point that he mentioned is, they were born as Muslims, they will pass away as Muslims. So we make dua that, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, you allowed us to be born as Muslims, allow us to pass away as Muslims.
Amen.
The second one are those that were born as non-Muslims, they will also pass away as non-Muslims. The third one are those that they were born as non-Muslims, but they will pass away as Muslims. And mashallah, there's many, many stories like this. But on the other hand, the fourth category of people are those that, mazallah, may Allah save us, they were born as Muslims, but they will pass away as non-Muslims. So it's very, very, pass away without Iman. So it's very, very important that we understand this concept, that true success, this world is what, 50 years, 60 years, 70 years, but the real life is in the hereafter. So the person who does not take their Iman in the grave with them, in other words, they have not gained success. But those people that have passed away with Iman, who have taken their Iman in the grave, they have actually truly achieved true success, inshallah. So it's very, very important that we do those actions that, inshallah, due to which our Iman will remain safe, and we stay away from those actions that cause the Iman to be destroyed. And another thing that I mentioned here, that we should always be looking towards the mercy of Allah, because a person can only do actions or could only take his Iman into his grave by the mercy of Allah. So look towards the mercy of Allah. Inshallah, the Muballighin will be touching upon this further as well, inshallah.
So new views of Madhish, alhamdulillah, our Muballighin mentioned regarding what is true success. One of the things which is true success is that a person, he leaves this dunya in the state of Iman. Indeed, this is true success. But the person who hasn't left the world, who hasn't left the dunya without Iman, then for him, it's destruction, and he'll be burning in the fire of hell for eternity. So save yourself from this. This is true success after leaving the dunya in the state of Iman. We see what our Shahsab has got for us. Shahsab, alhamdulillah, great topic, true success today. And a lot of the people, you know, they're lost in this matter of what is true success and what is your opinion on the true success, inshallah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Abdul Hanan, you mentioned a point at the start, that, and now as well, that majority of the Muslims in the modern era, they misunderstand what true success is. For example, they think true success is having a lavish lifestyle, having this many cars, having big properties, being a millionaire, being a billionaire, or having a good running business. Indeed, that is success. But here the topic is true success, not just success.
Allah.
True success. So Hanan bhai, if for example you have success and you want to aim for true success, for example you have a good income, you have good houses, good cars, but the true success will come by you obeying Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and His Messenger Ali Salam. And that is, for example, they've commanded to establish prayer. If you have all of this on the right, on one side, you have all this business, but you do not pray Salah, that is not true success. You've left it as success. You have on one side all this business, and a commandment in the Quran, pray, give zakat. For example, the five pillars of Islam, and you're not doing those. لَبُونِيَ الْإِسْلَامُ عَلَىٰ خَمْسٍ Islam has been, the foundation of Islam is upon five things. Shahadat, etc. Ila akhirihi, all the way till Hajj. You have the money to do Hajj, okay, that business is success. But the true success is when you use that money in the way of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to fulfill the commandments of Allah and His Messenger Ali salatu wa salam. This is success. In the Quran, success is, there's two words used for success, falah and fawz. And falah, ulama have mentioned some of falah that happens, success, this relates to hereafter as well. But generally falah, this is in this dunya. And fawz, this is that success, this is the triumphant success, this is the ultimate success. This will happen here and in the hereafter as well. So what is the difference between them and how to attain them, inshallah, we will come across them. And Abdul Hanan, I'd like to mention a story regarding success as well. Now, one individual, many individuals, they say that how can we gain success? How can we strive for success? There was this individual, and he went to a teacher. And he went to the teacher that, I've tried so many things. Whatever I touch, it gets ruined. Whatever I touch, it goes. So the teacher, and you know, help me, he went there to help. So summarizing this story, the teacher took him to a canal and he goes, okay, start walking. So at start, the individual was scared that, you know, where is he taking me? So he started walking that canal up until the water level was to his chest. And when the water level was to his chest, then he said, stop here. Now, when he stopped, he turned back. That teacher, what he did, he grabbed that student's head and he put him under water. He put him under water. Now he has difficulty breathing. Now, even though he's thinking, now, what's happened? Why is he putting me under water? He's trying to free himself. He's trying his best to free himself, but he can't. When he realizes at that very end moment, if I don't do anything, I will die. Now, with every bit of strength left in his body, he uses all his might, all his power, and he manages to come out of that water. Then the teacher asked him, that teacher said to him, that this is what I wanted to teach you. Now, you say that you touch this, you know what I mean, success. But if you put all your effort, just how you put effort into get out of this water, success will come to your door. You don't need to go towards success. Success will come to your door. So it matters, Abdul Hanan bhai, today, for example, we try one thing and we are incapable to do that. Or we, for example, a failure happens in a certain area that we want to go, and we're not successful. And then we just sit back and, you know, we start thinking negative. I'm not successful in that. I'm not successful in that. So I'm not going to do anything. When one door closes, another one opens. When that closes, another one opens. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is Ghafoorul Raheem. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala loves the ummatis of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa salam. So when one door closes, another one opens. It's just that we need to find our way. So this is a true success.
He mentioned regarding the story, it's a very, very beautiful story that he mentioned. Huge problem that refrains the person from going to success. Whichever way you look at it, obviously we're talking from an Islamic point of view, and no doubt that's the true way of success as well. But you know the point that he mentioned, this is one huge problem in our societies today that we like to give up very quickly. You know, all of a sudden, whether I can't do it, that's it, it can't happen. There's one amazing, and Shafa mentioned this story as well on the Silsila, which I would like to mention, that you know, there was a group of frogs, and he's mentioned that one day what happened is, one of the frogs, it fell into a ditch. And now already in that dish, there was already three or four frogs. Now what happened is, this particular frog, it's trying its best, like Chasa was mentioning, it's trying its best to get out of the ditch. And the other frogs are saying, no, you won't be able to do it. We've been here for days, we've been here for weeks, you won't be able to do it. But that frog is trying its best. And even the frogs on the top as well, they're like, you know, there's no help for this individual. There's no solution for this individual. After a period of time, that frog that recently fell into the ditch, it got out. Now everybody is surprised. Basically, all of them come to this frog and they say to him that, how did you do? Look at all these. They're stuck in there for months, for years maybe, and you've got out here very quickly. You know, when they started questioning this frog, it's mentioned that they found that this frog was deaf.
So these frogs that were demotivating this other frog, this sound that reaches ears, why? Because he had no way of hearing of these people that were demotivating him. So this is one lesson here for us as well today. Now, you know, today, unfortunately, it's two reasons. Either we give up ourselves, or we spend time with those people that demotivate us, demoralize us. So it's very, very, for example, if you look at it from this life point of view, but then namaz is, you know, there might be a friend circle, namaz is too difficult, we can't do it. But on the other hand, if you got brothers like this, mashallah, brothers like yourself, mashallah, brother, let's do it, inshallah, you're giving them motivation, you'll see that person reading namaz. But on the other hand, if you're saying with those people that will demotivate you, it's too difficult, even though what is it? It's 1 hour in 24 hours namaz will take. So it's very, very important that first of all, we don't give up on things. Unfortunately, very, very quickly today, people are giving up. And the second point that I like to mention as well is surround yourself with those people that will motivate you and not demotivate you, inshallah.
MashaAllah, dear viewers of Madinah, alhamdulillah, a few beautiful Madani posts from our Muballighin there regarding success and how to be, obviously, to gain success. Anything in the world, any matters of the world, you want to gain, you have to struggle for it. You have to strive for it. And alhamdulillah, when we want success as a believer, we want to be successful in this world as well as the afterlife, in the grave, on the day of judgment, we want to be successful. We want to be successful in the sense that we get our book of deeds in our right hand and we are able to be successful of crossing the bridge of Sirat and entering into Jannah. We all want to be successful in these matters, but behind all this, there is a struggle. And it's the struggle, this will keep us on the straight path. So those who are struggling in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are the ones who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to show them the path. And it's this struggle of life, as you find that in our being today, you find that obstacles, when you want to pray, there's 100 obstacles trying to stop us. There's 100 things want to stop us from this path of the deen. These are struggles which we've got to deal with in our lives. And we've got to struggle for, to able to achieve that, alhamdulillah.
If you look at those people who have struggled for years and years, that makes a powerful individual. You know, you meet some people that, you know, they're very strong people. They just haven't become strong like that. It's taken years and years and years of struggle. That's why it's made an individual like that.
See, when someone's had it on their plate, you know, the father's bought them a house, done all the work, get everything ready for them. They just have moving and they haven't seen that struggle of life, so they don't know. And if they were to come into difficulty, into hardship, they might find it difficult. And this is a reality. And those who had struggled to earn for that, to even, I'm just giving a world example, earn for that property, then obviously then they have to work to get it up and ready and everything. And they've seen that how hard it is to buy a house. When normal cases in our society today, you know, parents are well off and they've, every child has got a house on their name. They haven't seen struggle of life. They don't know how it is to earn money to able to buy themselves a house and support themselves.
Whichever angle you look at it, but it's very, very important. Okay, we've seen this example so many times that you can't just get things onto your plate. You know, yes, you might get lucky with one thing, but on the other hand, for 10 other things, you're going to have to struggle. I met one brother the other day, and he was like he was a proper professional, and you know, he got a high degree as well. And he goes, I used to work day and night. And Abdanaba, if you look at it from an Islamic point of view as well, if you look at our pious individuals, look at the stars of guidance, look at the stars of the Ummah. For example, Hazrat Ghawse Pak. You know, Hazrat Ghawse Pak, for 40 years, he struggled. Hajjah Mohinuddin Chisti Rahmatullah Alayhi mentioned about him, there was one time when the whole country, they were against him. And what happened today, alhamdulillah, many years later, mashallah, millions of people throughout the whole world, mashallah, they remember Hajjah Sahab. So these people are in front of us, mashallah, people are remembering them today. Why? Because of the struggle. So you can't just expect things to, you know, it doesn't happen like that. You have to work hard, and then inshallah, this is how a person gets towards success as well, mashallah.
So dear viewers of Madinah, we're talking about true success. Alhamdulillah, going back to our topic, Shahzad, true success. We've heard a number of things. Obviously, we've talked about struggle. We've talked about success with Iman. There are things of being successful in the person who's over able to calm his nafs, his ego. This is something which is, you can say it's a true success as well, that today the desires are overtaking us. We're not able to do good deeds. We're not able to turn towards goodness. And if someone is overcome his ego, his desires, this is also a sign of true success as well.
Jibdul Hananwi, we agree with that a person, if he leaves his ego aside, his arrogance aside, and focuses on the task at hand, that is success in reality. Or rather, if he lets his ego overtake him as known as big-headedness, overtake him, then that is ultimate failure. That is not success. Even businessmen, individuals, everyone has a slight ego. Everyone has a slight ego. But it's about letting that ego get to your head. If you don't allow that ego to get to your head, then that is success. You can control your ego. Many people, they can't. Many people, ego is so big that when they know, when they know that they are in the wrong, they start to make random arguments just to justify themselves. That this is incorrect. But if your ego, if you are controlling your ego from the start, and when you know you're wrong, you admit, yes, I made a mistake.
That is exactly success, the admitting
of
doing wrong. You know, if you look at the Tawbah, how is a person able to gain Tawbah? When he doesn't admit, this is the condition of Tawbah.
Then again, this comes down to what we mentioned at the start as well, that not many individuals, they don't know what true success according to Islamic teachings are or is. Quality of a successful person mentioned in the Quran is وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاةِ فَاعِلُونَ
Allah Akbar.
And transition to the Iman, and those that work to pay zakat consistently, meaning those that give zakat, translation from Kunzul Iman Sharif. And what does it refer to? Just a random person who gives zakat, is he successful? No. In his commentary, it's mentioned that this refers to people who pay zakat on time, with steadfastness, a willing heart. This is Abdul Hanan with something, a willing heart, which not many people have. Because they're losing a bit of money. This is not steadfast. If they're content, if you're radi with the will of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala and giving zakat upon this, then you'll be considered amongst the successful people, that those that give zakat on time, when their year finishes, they give zakat. Even knowing these masail, Abdul Hanan bhai, that, okay, to become a successful individual, what do I need to learn? What do I need to become? Even knowing this, this is a success. For example, namaz is first upon an individual. Now, knowing this, this is success. But learning the commandments about the salah, this is true success. When hajj becomes necessary upon the individual, when he has the financial means, that is success. He knows that hajj is first upon me. But to learn or to know the commandments of Hajj, this is true success. Because you know, okay, now I've achieved this. Now I will strive in the way of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala to learn more about it. This is true success. As Wasim bhai mentioned prior as well, that many individuals, I saw a picture of Abdul Hanan bhai. There was two ladders. And there was people on both ladders. One person was right at the top. And one person was still reaching for the first step. And the reason was, many people, they look for a true success, or success, you can say, successfulness, by taking long jumps. They think that, they try to look for shortcuts to become successful. And when they take a long jump, they're going to fall. So this person on the left side was still on the first one, whereas the ladder on the right, they had little steps. Little steps, and eventually this person reached the top. So to become successful, take little steps. No one will change with the click of a finger overnight. You want to become five-time namazi, you want to give zakat, you want to do many actions, you want to become a person who obeys Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala and follows the commandments of the beloved Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then follow one thing at a time. Apart from the faraiz actions, then follow little, and eventually inshallah azawajal, this will become into something great. And then you will see what true success is. Following the commandments of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala and His beloved Ali Salatu Wasalam will eventually, inshallah, azawajal, lead to true success.
Mashallah. So, dear viewers of Manichal, alhamdulillah, azawajal, I have with me Kanzul Iman Sharif, beautiful translation of the Holy Quran. Alhamdulillah, it's been translated into the English language. It's a need of every home. It should be in everyone's home. If you haven't purchased this yet, alhamdulillah, you can order this from our Maktabatul Madina, alhamdulillah, azawajal. And all you should be able to order online, or you can walk into our Maktabah stores, alhamdulillah, azawajal, in various locations, various cities, alhamdulillah, throughout the world, alhamdulillah, Maktabatul Madina, you can able to purchase, alhamdulillah. And teach your children to read the Quran and able to understand it, inshallah, by reading the translation, alhamdulillah. A lot of effort has gone into this, alhamdulillah, azawajal. Few views of Manisha, alhamdulillah, azawajal. Coming back to our topic, subhanallah, we've had a long way, but true success. There are many other things which are related to true success as well.
One of the points that I would like to mention regarding how to get true success, how to get success actually, and that is punctuality. No, but this is a big, big problem. You know, we spoke earlier that people just expect things on the plate. But another problem is what causes a lot of loss to a person is they're not punctual on time. The time management is not there. For example, if you look at our religion, look how beautiful it is. That today you go into the masjid, for example, 3 o'clock is Jumat. As soon as you know this, it's according to the sectors, even the Saturday, the iftari time, alhamdulillah, on the calendars is the second. So it's very, very important that if we want success, then we look towards and make sure that our punctuality, our time management is there. And this causes a lot of stress for people. For example, now, unfortunately, we've got this one huge problem in our communities that the snooze button, you know, exams coming up, coursework is coming up, anything that's coming up, you know, we delay, press the snooze button, we'll do it tomorrow, we'll do it next week. And then what happens is that something happens last minute, and that's when we panic and we go into the stress mode. Why? Because we never planned it properly in the first place as well. So it's very, very important. Even if you look at Salah as well, I met one person, Abdurrahman Bhai, and it was a time for Salah to Zuhar. They were at one place, and he goes, I need to read my namaz now. Someone goes, look, you've just come now, and you know, you've got 3 or 4 hours before Salah to Asr starts. He mentioned an absolutely amazing thing. He goes, I don't know if I'm going to live to Salah to Asr, so I want to read my namaz straight away right now.
Mashallah.
So this is very, very important that even now as well, you might need someone that, brother, I will read closer to the time of Salah to Asr, I'll read my Zuhar then. But what happens, something happens in the home, something happens in the family, you're occupied there and the salah is missed. So it's very, very important that if we want success, inshallah, we make sure that we do things on time. Because there's that one narration that, one story that Amir al-Sunnat mentions as well, that this one individual, his sister passed away. Now what happened is, it's a long story, but in other words, that they seen azab in a grave. So he came back to his mother and he asked his mother, why do you think, what the actions of my sister? And his mother goes that, your sister, even though she used to read her namaz, she used to read it after the end time. She used to read it after the stipulated time. So it's very, very important that we read our namaz, we do our actions, but we do it at the right time, inshallah, azawajal, so we can get positive effects later on, inshallah.
Mashallah, alhamdulillah. Great message from our Muballigh in there. Regarding doing things on its time, this is a means of success as well. Time keeping is also, and we find in the matters of the dunya anyway, that the person who's successful in the matters of the world is the one who has time keeping, who's good with his time. And when it comes to things like salah, today we delay our salah, we read it qada, etc. This is obviously, it's going to lead us away from success. So if you want to gain success and you want to gain true success, ibadat and the timing of ibadat, when it is time for namaz, we make sure the same with fasting as well. When we make sure that we're keeping all our first fast in the month of Ramadan, and especially when it comes time to keeping the fast as well, to make sure we're closing our fast on time as well. You find people, they're doing ibadah, they're worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they delay it so much, like Wasim Bhai mentioned about letting the namaz go qaza, in the same in the fast as well. You have people, you know, last minute, and they say, we still got a minute left, or they got a couple of seconds, and they still try to eat something in the last moments as well. And you know, we should try to finish early. And inshallah, if we keep our time with our ibadat, if you look at the old Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the pious people of Allah, they had everything set for their time. They didn't have any time extra to do any more ibadat. Subhanallah, this is why they were successful in the world as well as the Bazal of the Akhirah.
Indeed, punctuality takes a person far in life. And recently, Abdul Hanan Bhai, I read a post that a certain company, a car company, which values over millions, million for that car. And they said that we don't have TV advertisements for our cars, that we don't advertise our cars on TVs.
Allah.
And that's a bit of a abnormal thing to do. Like, currently, everything advertised on TVs, to a small brand, to a big brand, it's advertised on TVs. So the journalist, he asked those individuals, you can say the owners or the spokesperson, now, why don't you advertise on TV? It goes, the people who we target don't have time to watch TV. Meaning the successful people that we target, they're not sitting and wasting their time watching TV.
Allah.
So there's no point to us making a TV advertisement, because our target audience is not those who are just wasting their time sitting around watching TV and doing useless things. But even then, they're a successful business. So those individuals, so this is really about how you look at success, as we mentioned prior as well, and as in the Quran, following those hadiths, following those verses, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran that once a person who's become successful, they mention قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى, that indeed successful is the one who has become pure. Meaning you attain true success, you've become pure. Another place is mentioned قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. Indeed successful is the one who made it his soul pure, and unsuccessful is the one who covered it with sins.
Allah.
So successful is that person who made his soul pure.
Subhanallah.
So how do you make your soul pure? By doing the zikr of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. By remembering Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala and his beloved Ali Salatu Wasalam. Doing those actions which please Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala and his beloved Ali Salatu Wasalam. And covering it with sins, of course, disobeying Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and so on. And the fourth quality in that surah, which is mentioned in regards to a successful person, is mentioned, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ. And those who protect their private parts, those individuals, they are successful. And the Prophet Ali Salatu Wasalam has mentioned in a narration that the one who guarantees for me that which is between his jaws and his legs, i.e. his tongue and private parts, I will guarantee paradise for that individual. So those who can guarantee, who can protect these things, the Prophet ﷺ guaranteed for them paradise. So true success in one way can be looked at, the one who protects his tongue and his private parts. Tongue from backbiting, slandering, doing any sins with the tongue, and the private parts which are obvious as well known. And so this is true success, Abdul Hananwi, that according to the commandments of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala and the sayings of Rasulullah Ali Salatu Wasalam, that true success is those individuals, لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ, those who protect their private parts. And according to the hadith of the Prophet Ali Salatu Wasalam, is that the tongue, and the one who protects the tongue and the private part, I will guarantee for him paradise. So this is mentioned from the Prophet Ali Salatu Wasalam. This is true success. Ultimate success, of course, is attaining Jannah and the neighborhood of the beloved Ali Salatu Wasalam. But how do you attain this? How does one attain this? Follow in the footsteps of our Prophet Ali Salatu Wasalam. And Abdul Hanabi, you know, in the last time of the Prophet Ali Salatu Wasalam, again, success and true success, how we behave with one another, how we behave, especially with orphans. And a companion came in the court of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, and there were some kids playing. And that companion said, Ya Rasulullah, can I take my child? The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, come after some time. So twice this happened. So when the third time that companion came in the court, Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, Ya Rasulullah, can I take my child? The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam replied, yeah, take him, but when you call him by his name. At that time, it was a norm, not now, because a child was used to be called by his father's name. Bin this, bin that. The son of this, son of that. So the Prophet ﷺ said, don't call him from here like that, but call him by his actual name. And that person inquired, that Sahabi, he inquired, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that why do you want me to call him like that? He goes, your child is with orphans. Mm. So when you call him by his father's name, that child or the children around him who are orphans will remember their fathers, they'll be sad. So this is how the Prophet ﷺ was teaching us what true success is, even to the companions of Ali Muridwan. And we need to follow in these footsteps. No matter if someone's an orphan, we should show love and devotion to them, treat them like they're ours. And this is according to the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. And indeed, by following in the footsteps of the Prophet ﷺ, this is what true success is.
So, the views of Madhi Chalam, apparently our time is really short now, we're coming towards the end of the silsila. Just some final Madhani pools.
You know, today we look at many actions that we could potentially be doing, many new things. But seriously, if we want true success, just follow the life of the Prophet ﷺ, and inshallah, you'll be able to gain true success, inshallah.
Jayadul Hananwi, they mentioned that there are two signs of an active movement for success. And this is, you can base Da'wat Islami upon this as well. Uh-huh. How did they have such great success? And it's mentioned in the monthly magazine as well. That number one, clear and effective objective. Uh-huh. Number two, systematic and integrated system. By having this clear objective of where you're going to go, what you're going to do, how you're going to do it, and what you want to become, and how you want to become, all of this, once this is clear in your mind, without, as you mentioned earlier as well, Mubaligh, that the negative thoughts, or having people, good people around you, not negative people around you, once this is clear to you, the true success, inshallah, will come to you.
Inshallah, jazakallah. Continue watching these silsilas, inshallah. We talked about true success, and the reality is, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, when it came the time to him to leave the world, Shaitan came to him and he said, you are successful. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, he said, not yet, not till my soul leaves my body, that is when I'm going to be successful. And this was the awliya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The success for them was leaving the dunya in the state of Iman. And we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us all death in the state of Iman in the city of Madinatul Munawwara. And it is Jazakumullah khairan. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. Islam is the way of life.